Well, I hope that we do hear most of us realize that we are protesting the Nuclear Energy Department, what they're trying to do. They have been doing this for many years. Now it's getting worse. Now they want to detonate something that's real, real big. 700 tons of it's going to go off at once if it happens. But they say they're going to postpone it. Definitely, they say. But you can't believe the Nuclear Energy Department or our government, far as that goes. Those are the reason why the people here is really concerned, because they're thinking about the future, the younger generation, how are they going to survive on something like this? And same with us, how are we going to survive if this takes place? Because we're afraid, as a Native people throughout the country, they never have told us the truth from the beginning, made things sound good, that they had agreement, they say, that they were supposed to stick by. They never have, and they never will. They said they're going to take care of us from the beginning, before the treaty was ever signed. When the treaty was signed among two nations, they said, we're going to teach you, we're going to build a hospital for you, and we're going to build a school for you to educate you. And later on, then they say, well, we're going to set a reservation for most of you people so you can be a self-supporting if you ever farm the land. That never happens. It did happen from the beginning, but this did set a reservation for the Shoshone people. But still at that time, they divided us. Shoshone people at one time was the biggest nation in this part of the continent. So we were too strong, I guess, at that time. They divided us into six different states: Wyoming Shoshone, Montana Shoshone, Utah Shoshone, Idaho Shoshone, Nevada Shoshone, and California Shoshones. So they divided what they call divide and conquer. That's what we've been through. So we know it still goes on today. Not only as an Indian people today sees that and divide each and every one of us today. Now it began to be a colored, who you are, where you come from, so forth. Makes it worse for us as a Native people. They want to use blood quantum on us, like if we're racehorses or something. Never have done that. We're the only people on this face of this earth had to go with a blood quantum. Bureau of Indian Affairs had to recognize us. They say if you're member of the federal recognized tribe, then we recognize you. If they don't, that means who are we to begin with? So this is the reason why we have gathered here for many years, because it's contaminating our world, contaminating this mother of ours. It's contaminating our water. When they do test the nuclear bomb here, either underneath the water table or above the water table. So it's something that we all should be concerned about, not only as a human, and I think that plant life shows us that. Animal life shows us that. All the things that we survive on is not here anymore, like the berries for one. We, the Native people, realize why the animal life is coming back to our home and attacking us today, because we were told someday they're going to be at our doorstep, which is true. We already seen that throughout the country, especially where there's a forest. You see a big animals now attacking us. Not too long ago, it is in the paper, some of you people have read, the deer took a life of a woman. So it shows us their concern about how we're treated. They have been so far. So it's really for us today that we are trying to do our best to show the Nuclear Energy Department we are concerned. We like to have this world be in peace. Everything should enjoy their life. The life is very important for not only as a human, but all the living things have to have a good life. Instead of a sickly life that we're going through is not a good way to be. Those are the reason why we have to follow the nature way of life. The nature is the one that showed us from the beginning and telling us, if you take care of me, I'll take care of you. So those are the reason why our prayer was a very strong religious that we believe in, because we thinking about the native way of life and the nature way of life, we follow those things. Those are the reason why we have our ceremony throughout the country and what they call the spiritual grounds and so forth. They made a law saying that we are going to not bother your spiritual grounds or your burial sites, but they continuously destroy our spiritual ground and our grave sites. So that shows you people, I hope, that you realize their word is no good. They're telling us a lie, and they're going to continue to tell us a lie. Unless if we have one voice telling the world that we should be together. I don't care what part of the world we come from. We should all have one word to say to our government. Not only this government here in the United States, but around the world. We should all join hand together and not to destroy, not to have fighting among each other. We should have peace. Peace and harmony is a very important part of our life with all the creatures that live on this earth. All the living things need us. We need them. So it's really important for all the people here. Those are the reason why we have gathered here for many years, and we continuously do what we can to bring people together. So it's really nice of a lot of people coming together here and going down there and going across the line, as they call it, like if they do own the land, but they don't own the land under their agreement that was put among Shoshone people. They made agreement saying, we're going to make a peace and friendship with you, and they never have upkeep what they have said. So I hope you people out there would really understand that they told us a lie from the beginning, and it's going to continue to tell us a lie. But I enjoy what we see so far for the many years that I've been here. So it's really something that we, the people, are going to have to really think about it and unite ourselves together. Helping each other and supporting each other is a very important part we can play. Because right now, we need your help. We need to be one people. I don't care what color you are, what part of the world you come from. We're on one world here. We drink the same water around this world. A liquid, something that we cannot survive without it. Same with this air. Without this air, we'd be nobody. We'd dry up. So I hope that we do really, really inside and what we're doing today. I really appreciate each and every one of the people that was here. I really enjoy them by them coming here when it's really hard to get here, especially with the transportation that we had to come on. It's really hard to do, but they done it because they're concerned. But let's think about the younger generation. Let's not just talk about it. Let's do something for them, like our forefathers have said, for us to continue to do what we can for the younger generation, the plant life, the animal life, the creatures that still roam this mother, the birds out there, and try to do their best to survive. Their food is running out. We know that. We see that. And same with our water. Our water's getting to be contaminated. We're buying water. How long are we going to do this? This is something you people out there should really understand what I'm saying. I'm a poor speaker to begin with, but I do my best for you people to understand what I'm saying. I hope you do get the message out there among yourself so everybody would understand that we are all concerned people. Let's be friendly to one another. Let's be peaceful. Make this world better than what it is for the younger generation. Thank you.
This was produced by the LA Sound Posse and may be freely copied and distributed. You can visit us on the web at lasoundposse.org.